Now I'm joined with Evaine Tormey. She's Fine Gael candidate for the next local election in the Howth Malahide electorate area. She's going to be talking about a number of local issues and also about her election campaign, her local election campaign. Good morning, Evaine, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Most welcome. First of all, Evaine, in relation to the development of Howth Pier, tell us about your involvement in it locally.
So I suppose this is something that Fine Gael has been very, very, strong. Minister Michael Creed announced that funding has been provided to dredge the pier, and we're hoping to see that implemented as soon as possible.
And at what stage is the development at this present moment?
I actually don't know the most up-to-date information on that. I'd have to get in touch with the minister and get back to you on that one.
No worries, no worries at all. Just as a matter of interest, what about the development of Ballscadden Road? Did that ever go ahead? Wasn't there some controversy about it?
Yeah. So that's under a judicial review at the moment. And so we're hoping that will be held in September. And that's probably the most common issue that comes up around Howth is concerns around the planning developments that are ongoing. As you know, Howth is a peninsula. So there's one way in and one way out, and a lot of the planning that's being proposed is just too much for the area at the moment. And in particular, with regards to, say, the Bailey Court Hotel, there's a huge environmental risk, a lot of concerns about subsidence, and a lot of the locals, particularly around the actual area, are very, 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 very worried about it.
All right, okay.
Because if you're actually, if you're canvassing, you can even see through their houses that you've just got this kind of flat, piece of sand behind their house, because it's obviously quite high.
Okay. Tell us about the problem with traffic congestion at Sutton Cross. Seems to be getting worse, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, again, it's an issue that comes up with everyone. So it's coming into summer as well. People could be waiting like sometimes an hour to try and get in and out of home. You're talking to people on the peninsula and they don't even leave their houses on the weekend. Because they just don't want to sit in the traffic. Again, coming back to the developments of their plant, it's just going to get way worse. People are saying that, oh, there's a Dart Line that goes into Howth, but not everybody who is going to be moving in is going to not bring a car. Not everybody who moves in is going to be working in the city centre. So Sutton Cross, there definitely needs to be some sort of traffic management plan or analysis that goes on. And if I do get elected, I will be pushing that as soon as possible to see what can be done, because the kind of structure of the traffic was changed last year and it did have an improvement. But it's still a huge, huge problem.
What about the introduction of a Howth bike scheme similar to the one that we have in Dublin?
In terms of just having publicly available bikes?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think Howth is quite far out. And also, if you actually ever drive along the Harbour Road, it's quite, like, there's a lot of tourists around. You have to be, because that's actually where I live, but you have to be really, really aware of where you're driving. People kind of can come out of nowhere. And I think even with, in terms of the leisurely cyclists, so the people who are up there training along around the peninsula, it can be a bit dangerous. So I think in terms of as a solution to traffic at Sutton Cross, I wonder, is that possibly creating a more dangerous scenario? But in terms of looking at it as the overall picture, I think it's definitely something that should be explored. But I would definitely urge caution, because it could get very, very dangerous out there.
Right. And now, actually, whilst we're on the subject, many cycle projects, bus connects, the metro and so on, all on the way. Would you agree that Dublin's infrastructure and transport system is heading in the right direction?
I think it's heading in the right direction if we look at, say, in the efforts to build an underground rail system in the city. We're hitting huge barriers if you look at what's happening on the south side with introducing that. Bus connects, there's a big, big problem in that they have actually removed the direct bus link between Howth and the city centre. If it goes ahead, there's been a huge number of objections that have gone in. And I think that if we are to introduce public transport to kind of reduce the number of cars in the road, it has to be something that works for people. Otherwise, they're just going to use their cars.
Right. Actually, how is the bus service generally between Howth and Dublin City. Number 31, isn't it? Or 30?
Yeah. And then there'd be the 31B as well, and that can kind of go, that goes around Sutton. It is quite good, and that's why people don't want to lose it.
Yeah, we can understand that. Yeah, the other thing is actually...
Especially elderly people as well, if you imagine having to get on buses, somebody with a disability. I'm also aware the Dublin bus didn't even factor into account the number of tourists that go out to Hoth. It was kind of based more so on residents. So there are a lot of issues.
Actually, you know, on Easter weekend, major works took place on Dublin's Dart Line. And this is usually the case, you know, on a long weekend, if when works need to be done, that's when they're done. What's your view on this in terms of, you know, interruption to tourism and encouraging families to use our transport system instead of taking their cars? But they can't on weekends if this is going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. But then it kind of comes back to when is the best time to do it. And you have to look at, like, are you going to disrupt people who are going to work in the middle of the week? Or do you just pick a kind of a non-event weekend, or do you go with a long weekend, depending on if there's a big job that needs to be done? I think it's definitely something that needs to be considered, is, you know, what is the right time to do this? And if they decided that was the right time, I don't know the rationale that was behind it, but you kind of have to trust that. But if there was lessons to be learned, then absolutely there are lessons to be learned.
Yeah, maybe locals are wrong, but their opinion is that it should be done between maybe 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. in the morning. But that's beside the point. Maybe that's not possible. And speaking of the Dart, what's your view on antisocial behaviour on the Dart Line, particularly during the summer months?
Yeah, so this is a big, big concern. I think it's something that it was great to hear that we had the announcement that there's going to be more security on the Darts, that there's going to be the text line introduced, so that if somebody's a bit concerned with what's going on, that they can then report that, and Irish Rail can, you know, send the guards or send the appropriate security to that carriage. There's a lot of people who do come out for, say, their day trips to Hoth, and they'd be, say, drinking, and it can be very, very threatening to people. A lot of young people as well coming out as well can be very, very threatening to people, and then if they're causing damage as well, it's just not on.
Yes,
and,
well,
we just need absolute increased security.
Yeah, especially during the summer months, I think, and they're mainly teenagers between 16 and 20 drinking, and
yeah,
and it's mainly, yeah. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's from Kilbarrick up as far as Hoth and Portmarnock. Yeah, all right. Tell us more about your involvement in organising safe and cleaner community involvement in the local area.
Okay, so I think some of the issues that are coming up the most with regards to having a clean area is that people aren't picking up after their dogs, and they'd like to see an increased number of dog wardens around, an increased number of bins specifically for dog poo around, and just maybe increased public awareness that, you know, you do need to pick up after your dog, particularly in areas where there's, say, just pavement, not necessarily grass beside it, and people just leave dog poo on the pavement, and then people are standing in it or rolling through it with a buggy. Seagulls are causing a huge issue as well, with causing damage to people's cars and everything. I've seen some really, really disastrous situations, and just cars are just covered with bird poo, and obviously that's not good. And then in terms of the litter around as well and illegal dumping, I think we need to really, really tackle that. The government announced that there's going to be a huge crackdown on illegal dumping to ensure that there's more drones available. So I'm hoping to see that around as well, because there are, like, the locals know the areas where this illegal dumping is going on. So hopefully once the drone's up and running, we can get that out and see if we can address it.
Yes, absolutely.
And in terms of, like, safer communities, I actually used to work as a psychologist in the Irish Prison Service. So something that I have a big interest in is reducing crime, and because it's something that we as a society have never really got to grips with. The prison population's increasing again, and they just aren't really able to manage that capacity, and people are sleeping on mattresses. So I'd like to use my experience from working in the prison service, from being a psychologist, working with people, understanding their issues, to try and reduce crime that's going on in the areas to make it safer for people. Because even, like, we've seen the numbers of our early school leaving has reduced, but still, they're still too high. There are still kids who are falling through the net. There are still adults out there who have very, very poor literacy, who will not be able to get a job because of that. So we need to be doing what we can to support these people, tackle addiction, provide them with housing, to, you know, break the cycle of crime and support them as well if they've got kids to parent as well.
Yes, of course. And in relation to the safer environment, what's your view in relation to plastic waste disposal?
So I think that we need to be looking at reducing the amount of plastics that shops are using. I think that's something that the council can definitely have a role in. I'd love to see, I saw this thing, if you were, say, buying your fruit or veg in the shops and you use your little plastic bags, put them all in, you can actually get reusable ones of those. And it's about those little changes, just where we can, about putting pressure on companies who are making the food to use less plastic or to use more kind of biodegradable packaging. About a lot of the online shops, again, using a lot of plastic to post out the packages, looking to increase the, in Hoth you've got the kind of water fountain there as well, so that people can use their reusable bottles and just fill up water there if they're out and about. And it's literally just, we need to look at every facet of people's life and where is plastic entering and what can we do to reduce it and what other options are available instead of using those.
Yes, actually, I've seen your tweet in relation to the Dominican Republic coast and made reference to the fact that by the year 2050, there will be more plastic than fish in our oceans. In any event, what's your view on our government's approach to climate change?
Well, I think I was delighted to see Minister Bruton get appointed in the role. He's somebody who I have huge respect with, who I've worked with within in the constituency for a number of years. And I know he's very, very passionate about tackling the issue, and we're definitely seeing a lot more ambition in the last few months since he was appointed in addressing the issue. But I still think that we've got a lot more that we need to do. I think that we need to be much more ambitious. Every single target that has been set, all the changes seem to be happening. Or sorry, not target that's been set, any kind of projection of change. It's happening a lot quicker than what the scientists are saying. So, say, for example, something that I don't really feel gets publicised that much is the fact that, like, Dublin Bay sea levels are actually rising faster than expected, and they're actually twice the global average of the last 20 years, which that's really, really scary for anybody living by the coast.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And so a lot of this information as well needs to get out, but I think that we need to be not shying away from the facts. Like, the facts are there, it is happening, and it is happening very, very quickly. I feel like we're kind of not necessarily addressing the agricultural issue. A third of our carbon emissions in Ireland are from the agricultural industry, and obviously that's such a huge part of Irish society, Irish culture. But at the same time, if methane is producing, is being produced this much into the environment, it needs to be reduced. People need to be looking at what they're eating and really changing their habits and their consumer habits, their eating habits, looking at, you know, their transport. If we're going out and so many journeys are actually single people in their cars making short journeys, and it needs to be, again, people stopping to think, instead of jumping into the car to go down to the shops, can I actually walk here instead? And it needs to be all those little changes. I would be very, very, very passionate about this if I got elected. I'd be very, very ambitious about what we can do. I would love to see it as an item on the agenda every single month at the area committee, looking at what have we achieved this month. You know, how many electric charge points have been installed in the area, what issues are arising in relation to those. I was canvassing at Turnberry and Balldoyle, and if you don't have a driveway, you actually can't get an electric car charge point installed. And so we need to be looking at what are the issues here that are in the way of us tackling these and addressing them sooner rather than later. And that requires a bit of political will, a bit of political passion and leadership on that issue. And I believe that I can bring that in and be the person to do that and to really drive that forward. And given my good relationship with Minister Bruton, I think I'd be really well placed as well to be a good link between the local government and the national government on this issue.
Yes, and speaking of which, Eivin, tell us, how is your local campaign going? What kind of reaction you're getting from locals during door-to-door visits?
So I'm getting a positive response. I'm one of two new candidates running, and so people like to see, a fresh face out there. I think they kind of appreciate the passion that I have and what I'm trying to do if I do get elected, and they do recognise that we do need a bit of change in there, because otherwise we're going to have the same representation for the next 5 years that we've had for the last 5 years. And people do think, you know, a bit of fresh blood would be good. And people have been very, very nice on the doors to me. A lot of issues have been raised, which I've been trying to help people with. And I've enjoyed it, I have to say. And the polling day is tomorrow, so I'll just have to see what happens.
Yes, absolutely. What were the main issues of concern coming from locals?
It varies. So say, for example, on the peninsula, primarily what would be coming up would be concerns around the developments, concerns around, obviously, traffic at Sutton Cross. In Baldoyle, the residents kind of feel like they've been left behind slightly by the council. So again, it's trying to say that, okay, if I do get elected, that, you know, we need to be looking at what does Baldoyle need and why is it feeling this way. And in Bayside, like antisocial behaviour, concerns around the development there and how slow it's being and what's actually going on, because we aren't getting that much information about it. So it kind of varies, like, place to place. Like, there'd be certain commonalities, like housing would come up, the environment would come up, like, across the board. But then, you know, there's the local issues that are there, and that's what I'm trying to get in to help people address.
Yes, fair play to you. Right, so we leave it at that, Eavine. Thanks again for joining us today. Good luck with your election result, should I say, not your election campaign, because that's almost over.
Yeah, because we're nearly.
Yeah, it's okay. Coming up. All the very best to you. Take care and have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. That was Eavine Tormey, Fine Gael candidate for the next local elections, talking about a number of local and nationwide issues and also her election campaign.